Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind. Several weeks ago, I made the decision to remove social media apps from my phone, and I don't regret that in any way, shape, or form. It's been a bit of an adjustment because I realized just how much time I was spending on social media, and you know, I was doing we're doing this wellness thing at work right at the moment, and so. We're doing things to sort of improve our health. And granted, I've done quite a lot to do that, but there's always more you can do. And so, they mentioned one of the things is going on a social media fast. I kind of giggled because I'm like, well, I'm already doing that. And with everything that's been going on in the world lately and the way things are happening on social media, I just don't feel comfortable being there, except for maybe No Agenda Social or, you know, and I certainly don't want to have an app on my phone that makes it really easy for me to get on these services. And so I've made a point of saying for Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn, I've said, okay, the only time I'm going to access these things is when I'm sitting at my computer and I'm, you know, working theoretically. Now, I do use social media for work. And so, yeah, I do get on there and occasionally have to do work related things. And there are, you know, I will just look very briefly at a couple things on Twitter and Facebook, and that's it. I don't spend a lot of time on those things anymore. I certainly don't want to spend time sitting at the computer doing that. And I was spending a lot of time sitting on my phone doing that. And, you know, the thought of doom scrolling and granted, I there's a lot of things I didn't respond to, but I just find that not having it on my phone, I just feel so much better, right? And I don't know how to explain that. I'm actually spending more time reading, which, you know, and reading things that are books. Granted, I'm still using an iPad to do it for the most part, but I mean, I'm reading things that aren't on the internet. And, I do read my share of things on the internet, don't get me wrong, but I'm very circumspect about what I'm consuming in terms of information. And, and along those lines, I think about, what we portray on social media is our reality. And, you know, and I've been thinking about all the work I've been doing with green screens and, now audio equipment, right? So making things sound better than maybe they really are. Right. And I think there's something to be said for, you know, maybe looking your best, right? But I think presenting a reality that is, you know, that is wrong is maybe not the best approach. But is it okay to say, okay, well, maybe instead of looking at the awful state of my office, which, it's kind of a mess. But in this little nook with green screens and in backdrops, It looks okay, right? And I know it doesn't have to be perfect by any stretch. I mean, I've seen a lot of people's houses lately, you know, because I mean, we've been doing Zoom for almost the last year, right? And so I've seen a lot of people in their environments, and people have, had to up their game. In some cases, it's green screens. In some cases, they've had to clean up their office. And I'll probably do a little bit of that in my space at some point. But, for marketing purposes, it makes sense. And it's just... You know, once I have it set up, it's like, okay, well, there's really no point in moving it because it's kind of such a pain to move. It's not a big deal, I don't think, but in this case. But at the same time, I do wonder, like, you know, now Zoom is sort of like social media. We're trying to project something that we're not. Of course, I often have when I'm doing Zoom or something like that, I got a microphone on my desk. And maybe I am a broadcaster or a podcaster. I mean, I'm recording a podcast right now, in fact, but maybe that's true, right? I'm acting as if that I'm a broadcaster or whatever. And I guess, you know, now I'm getting the equipment and everything. And I've always been less concerned about the visual stuff because, I'm not used to, when we were doing, I was always more of an audio guy anyway, I had a face for radio way back in the day. Probably might have a bit better of a face now. I don't know, but I spend more time on camera now than I ever thought I would. And really, yeah, I just think it's, but I do wonder how much projection we're doing in our Zoom meetings or whatever for just, how much of it is reality and how much of it is not. And And I don't try to project anything that I'm not. In fact, usually my backdrops, it's, you know, yeah, sometimes I'll do something corporate, but even this stuff that I normally use, if I do use a backdrop at all, is stuff that pictures I've actually taken, and they're from around Gig Harbor. So they're actually, you know, stuff that's around here. It's okay. So it may not be the inside of my house exactly, but yeah, it's a picture of a sunrise. You know, you go down to the ferry docks and you can see you can watch the sunrise in the morning, or you go to the Narrows Bridge and you can see that, or, you know, my backyard, you know, on a particularly interesting looking morning, right? With the sun coming through the trees, just so, right? So, I might not be projecting the current reality, because it's most likely probably raining but I'm projecting something that's real. It's not, you know, it's part of my life, right? And yeah, podcasting is definitely part of my life. It's been part of my work life, at least for the last year or so. I've been on a few podcasts, as a result of podcasting over the years. And I think, God, I'm trying to remember when I started Phone Boy Speaks. It was probably, I think it was in 2012. It's about when I started it. And so to think I've been podcasting, it's 9 years. Wow, that seems like it's been a long time. But and I've come and gone with it, and I've done different things, and now I've got the professional equipment, including with, you know, with sounds and that kind of thing. So, but anyway, it's, I don't know what to think about this. I'm torn, because, you know, I think it's kind of cool, but at the same time, I do wonder just how much of this, you know, we spend all this time on social media, just projecting a reality that's just not there. I don't think I'm doing that. At least I'm trying not to do that, but the reality is, yeah, we all, I think we're doing it. I'm trying to sort of wrap my head around, like, is this really a good thing or not? And should we always be living in reality? I don't think anybody on a Zoom call realizes or thinks that anybody's, like, you know, standing in front of the Golden Gate Bridge, which is, I think, one of the standard Zoom things. I think people cognitively understand, or at least I hope they understand, that that's not real. We are projecting, you know, unreality, and, you know, there's all kinds of things you can do on social media when you take pictures to change the reality, that you can put in filters and that kind of thing. It's like, you know, I like reality. I really, you know, that's, and we seem to be missing a lot of that in today's world, and I don't know what to do about it. And, you know, I don't think it doesn't mean we have to have everything has to be 100% real all the time, but we also can't be living in a world where everything, you know, where everything has to be, I don't know, gussied up or whatever. There's got to be some reality, and, you know, and I think we need to get back to reality is kind of my thought process. And there's, you know, getting back to the state of the world, there's just so much denial, and, you know, in not paying, you know, just you bring up something to somebody that you have some basics in fact, and people just like, no, that's not what happened. Well, okay, so, you know, it's very difficult to have a conversation with somebody when you can't agree on basic facts. You know, you can debate about opinions on things, that's fine, but if you can't get the basic facts right, I think that's a much bigger issue. All right, well, I think I've gone on long enough here, and, you know, the big red button is still red, and well, we'll put this out and see how it goes. Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.